five over the phone right now is Sam Dwinell this morning. And Sam is a big part of what is taking place tomorrow at the Star Valley Community Center in Aetna, the Dear 139 documentary. Sam is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Sam. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Hey,
thanks
for
having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. You know, and as I've been reading up on this documentary in the Star Valley Independent this week, it's really quite fascinating what you and your team did here in the spring of 2018. And following this deer through his migration route here in this area, and of course the big presentation tomorrow. Let's start with the project itself as it was happening. What led to this idea? Why did you guys decide to follow this deer, and how did it all come together?
Yeah, well, so I'm a research scientist at the Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources at the University of Wyoming, and I work with a research group. We call ourselves the Monteith Shop, and we do research on ungulates all throughout the state. So mule deer, bighorn sheep, moose, you know, anything with hooves, we try to study it. And the Wyoming Range Mule Deer Project is one of our main projects, and one that I had worked on for a while. And working on that project, you know, most of those animals are migratory animals, and so, you know, as the researcher tracking these animals, you know, for me, I really value getting out in the field and seeing firsthand what's going on, you know, what these animals are actually experiencing on the landscape, because it not only helps me with understanding what they're dealing with, but it also helps researchers, you know, formulate new questions of what they need to understand better. And so, almost since day one, when I started on that project in 2013, I wanted to follow the migration route of one of these animals just to see it firsthand. But, you know, when it finally got to the point when I could do it, I realized, you know, if I'm just doing this by myself, maybe having a couple friends along, I'm the only one who's going to gain from it, where I saw it as actually a really, really great opportunity to share the stories and the science of animal migration and the way that mule deer and wildlife are connected to their landscape. That is an opportunity to share those ideas with a broader audience. And so, what better way to do it than, you know, use visual storytelling and make a documentary about it. So,
hey, as someone that works in media, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I love it. And I'm fascinated to see this, because when you say you followed the deer, I mean, you were there. You guys and your team were on skis and packs and rafts. I mean, you basically made the trip with the deer, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't, you know, we weren't like following her. The beauty of mule deer is they take pretty much the exact same migration route every single year. And so Deer 139, we had data on her from years before, so we knew where her migration route was. And so we started following her path basically a few days after she started migrating. And we just kind of, you know, in order to not disturb her, we moved along her path around the same time that she would move it along that path, but we didn't explicitly follow her. But, we were out there experiencing the spring environment at the same time that she experiences it, you know, post-hauling through snow and dealing with snowstorms and all of that.
Sam Dwinell with us this morning, and the Deer 139 documentary will show at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Star Valley Community Center in Aetna. And this happened right in our backyard. Looks like it started in the sagebrush outside LaBarge, and until this Deer 139 made summer range in the Salt River Mountains next to Aetna. So this is taking place right here. And so, Sam, when we're talking about this documentary tomorrow night, why would you encourage someone to come out and watch this and see what this is all about?
Well, I mean, you said it. These are the wildlife of your backyard. You know, this is the story of the animals that folks in Star Valley and, you know, all the surrounding areas, the Wyoming Range and Salt Range, these are the animals that they interact with sometimes on a daily basis. And, you know, they're the animals that we often see alongside the road or maybe near a well pad or something like that. And I think we sometimes forget that these animals kind of live two lives, these migratory animals. And you know, only half of the time are they near, you know, some kind of development. And then the other half of the time they spend their days in these really intact summer habitats. And so, you know, it's kind of cool. Maybe I would encourage people to go out because it's sort of a get to know your neighbor.
Okay. Well, Sam, yeah. Sam, thank you so much for your time this morning. Looking forward to this tomorrow night. You can find more information on the front cover of the Inside Look in this week's edition of the Star Valley Independent. Sam Dwinell and Deer 139 documentary showing tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Star Valley Community Center in Aetna. Sam, thank you again so much for your time.